This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hagiani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing today held detailed talks on the entire gamut of bilateral issues, which cover the trade and economic ties, defense and security related issues, border management, development assistance, cultural exchanges, as well as regional situation. Briefing media in New Delhi after the talks between the leaders, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both sides expressed an interest in forging closer cooperation, particularly in the areas of trade and investment, development cooperation, health, education and energy. He said both sides underlined the importance of connectivity for people-to-people contacts and agreed to work as quickly as possible towards completion of Kaladin multi-modal transit transport project. The Foreign Secretary said the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Myanmar, and both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of territory for activities inimical to their security interests. Pradhan Mantri Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi PM Swanidhi scheme completed 6 years today. PM Swanidhi has enabled millions of street vendors to access easy credit and build sustainable livelihoods over the last 6 years. Since its launch in 2020, more than 1 crore 12 lakh loans have already been disbursed. Hailing the scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said, PM Swanidhi has transformed the lives of countless street vendors by ensuring access to collateral-free credit, financial inclusion and new opportunities for growth. Notification was issued today for biennial elections to 24 seats of the Rajya Sabha from 10 seats, states. 4 seats each in Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat and Karnataka, 3 seats each in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, 2 seats in Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and Mizoram will go to poll on the 18th of this month. Notification was also issued today for Rajya Sabha by poll for 1 seat each in Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu and Odisha was issued. The polling will be held on the 18th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on the same day. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain a plea seeking that the NEET undergraduate 2026 retest to be conducted in computer-based test mode instead of the existing pen and paper format. A bench of Justices P.S. Narasimha and Arvind Kumar said there was no question of conducting the re-examination in CBT mode, noting that the National Testing Agency is already facing multiple challenges after the cancellation of the examination. The court posted the matter for hearing on the 27th of July. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today interacted with students of Jharbhum Gamlin Government Law College on infrastructure, manpower requirements and other issues concerning the institution. During the interaction, the students shared valuable suggestions and concerns and had a constructive discussion on ways to further strengthen the college and improve facilities for the student community. Later in the day, the CM, along with MLA Kalaktang Tsetan Chombe, held a meeting with the Kalaktang Tsopa Council. Traditional institutions like the Tsopa Council remain the bedrock of community trust and heritage, Khandu added. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Meen attended the felicitation program for meritorious students of Class 10 and 12, Session 2025-26, at the Multipurpose Cultural Hall Namsai yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the DCM congratulated the meritorious students for their academic achievements and lauded their dedication, hard work and perseverance and highlighted the remarkable progress made in the field of education over the years in the state. He stated that today improved educational infrastructure, better access to institutions and expanded opportunities for higher learning have created a more conducive environment for students. He urged the students to take advantage of such opportunities and pursue their higher education with dedication and remain focused, continue learning and strive towards their goals with perseverance and determination. On the occasion, the DCM announced to sponsor 5 students for free from Thai Ahom community in the UPSC Coaching Center at Namsai. Deputy Commissioner of Upper Siang, Talo Jerang today convened a condolence meet at the DC Office Conference Hall, Inkyong, to pay homage to Subdivisional Officer Inkyong, late Tony Mitkong, who passed away on Saturday. Expressing profound grief, the Deputy Commissioner said that the district administration was deeply saddened by the untimely demise of Tony Mitkong, a sincere, punctual and dedicated officer. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.